I would say that fear puts all of us in our own private wheelchairs.
Bernadette Todd has been confined to a wheelchair for much of her life, but she's not going to let that define her. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, she's our guest.
We were there. We were, you know, worried about taking that step of faith and going into full-time ministry. Would God meet the need? Would he take care of, especially in our special circumstances, my being in a wheelchair? But so far, God has taken care of us. We always have what we need. We've not gone knocking on doors for bread. So he's an awesome provider.
And by trusting in God, Bernadette has found freedom from her fears.
I would say that fear puts all of us in our own private wheelchairs. Fear traps us, and it cripples all of us. And maybe those listening right now are not in a wheelchair, but fear will put you there because it keeps you and it binds you from being able to do what God has for you. In knowing that God has your best interest in mind and trusting that he has a plan for your life, and as Jeremiah 29:11, it's a good plan. It's a good plan that we can trust.
By keeping her focus on God's promises, Bernadette has been able to move forward.
Just keeping my focus on that helps me to overcome fear. Of course, I live with a disease that with the unknown of the fatality of it. It's progressive. I don't know how long my lungs will keep going or how long I could speak and do this. So I try not to focus on what the bad things are that could happen, but I focus on the good things that God is doing right now.
So, what is God doing in your life? To share your story, find us on Facebook or go to MakingYourLifeCount.org.